بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. And the people of أهل السنة، وحذر أهل السنة من مجالسة أهل الأهواء والبدع تحذيرا شديدا. And the people of أهل السنة warned severely and strongly not to engage the majalis, the circles of the people who follow their desires and the people of innovation, because sitting with them is an opposition to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sitting with them willingly is a sign of their love or agreement, totally or partially. And encountering their majalis, their circles, those who do that are at a grave danger, in the sense that they may end up following their misguidance and following them on their falsehood. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله والبدعة التي يعد بها الرجل من أهل الأهواء ما اشتهر عند أهل العلم بالسنة مخالفتها للكتاب والسنة كبدع الخوارج والروافض والقدرية والمرجئة. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله said, the bid'ah which is considered, the bid'ah which a person who is on it, such that he may be considered from the people of Ahwa, those who follow the desires, is that which is known to the people of knowledge in the Sunnah, that it opposes the book and the Sunnah, like the innovation of the dissidents, Al-Khawarij, and the innovation of Al-Rawafid, of the Shia, and the innovation of Al-Qadariyya, those who deny the pre-decree of Allah, and the innovation of those known as Al-Murji'a, those who don't consider the actions are part of Iman, and who consider that Iman is on the same degree, that it does not increase nor does it decrease. قال الله تعالى, the evidence for this in the Quran is in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 68. قال الله تعالى, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانُ فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَى مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And when you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see those who engage in a false conversation about our verses by mocking at them, stay away from them till they turn to another topic. And if shaitan, Satan, causes you to forget, then after the remembrance, sit not you in the company of those people who are polytheists and wrongdoers. قال ابن عباس, Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, دخل في هذه الآية كل محدث في الدين. Included in this verse, that this verse covers every innovator in the deen. وكل مبتدع إلى يوم القيامة. And every person of bid'ah until the day, every innovator until the day of resurrection. This is related from Ibn Abbas by Al-Imam Al-Baghawi in his tafsir. And Imam Ibn Jarir Al-Tabari, rahimahullah, also said, And in this verse وفي هذه الآية الدلالة الواضحة على النهي عن مجالسة أهل الباطل من كل نوع من المبتدعة والفسقة عند خوضهم في باطلهم. And in this verse there is evidence, a clear evidence, prohibiting the sitting with the people of falsehood from all types of falsehood, from the innovators and the wrongdoers when they indulge in their falsehood. قال ابن عباس, ابن عباس may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said لا تجالس أهل الأهواء, لا تجالس أهل الأهواء, don't sit with the people of innovation, فإن مجالستهم ممرضة للقلب, verily your sitting with them causes heart disease. Similarly, أهل السنة والجماعة, forbid the indulgement in argumentation, futile argumentation and disputes in deen. Because the origin for this is the warning of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام concerning this matter. In the Sahihain, the evidence is the saying of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in Bukhari and Muslim, اقرأوا القرآن ما ائتلفت عليه قلوبكم فإذا اختلفتم فقوموا عنه. Recite and study the Quran as long as you agree about its understanding and interpretation. But if you have any difference of opinion as regard its interpretation and meaning, then you should stop reciting it for the time being. And in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad and in the Sunan of Ibn Majah, the report whose origin is in Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Abdullah bin Amr, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam one day came out and they were disputing regarding the pre-decree. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was so angry. And he said, بِهَذَا أُمِرْتُمْ, is this what you have been commanded? أَوْ أَلِهَذَا خُلِقْتُمْ, or لِهَذَا خُلِقْتُمْ, or were you created for this? تَضْرِبُونَ الْقُرْآنَ بَعْضَهُ بِبَعْضٍ, you strike the Quran, you strike parts of the Quran against other parts. بِهَذَا هَلَكَتِ الْأُمَمُ قَبْلَكُمْ, this is what brought destruction of nations before you. Even the reports came to verify that futile argumentation is a form of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ummah. In the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi, and Imam At-Tirmidhi said it is Hasanun Sahih, a good report. And in that of Ibn Majah, from the hadith of Abi Umama, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا ضَلَّ قَوْمٌ بَعْدَ هُدًى كَانُوا عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا أُوتُوا الْجَدَلِ ثُمَّ قَرَأَ قَوْلَهُ تَعَالَى مَا ضَرَبُوهُ لَكَ إِلَّا جَدَلًا. No people will be misguided after being given given guidance except when they engage in futile argumentations. Then the Prophet ﷺ recited مَا ضَرَبُوهُ لَكَ إِلَّا جَدَلًا. He recited the verse from Surah Az-Zukhruf 43:58. مَا ضَرَبُوهُ لَكَ إِلَّا جَدَلًا, they quoted not the above example except for argument, nay, but they are a quarrelsome people. قال الإمام أحمد, إمام أحمد The Imam of Ahlul Sunnah rahimahullah said, أصول السنة عندنا, the basic foundations of Sunnah with us is التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام والاقتداء بهم, is to hold firm to that which upon which the companions of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم were upon, and to follow them on that. وترك البدع, and to abandon innovations. وكل بدعة فهي ضلالة, and every innovation is a misguidance. وترك الخصومات, and to abandon disputes. والجلوس مع أصحاب الأهواء, and to abandon sitting with the people of desires. وترك المراء والجدال والخصومات في الدين, and to abandon argumentation and disputes in deen. All what you have heard concerning argumentation applies to the futile argumentation, or arguing about the truth when it is evident and it is clear, or arguing without knowledge, or arguing that which is from the mutashabih in the Quran, that which is concerning the verses that are not entirely clear, or to argue having an ill intention. Some people come and they pose a question. They know the answer, but they want to drive people to certain conclusions and the like of this. To try to adopt a false path through confusing questions, or using some verses and leaving others which make them very clear. However, argument to make the truth clear and prevailing offered by a scholar or a person of knowledge who has good intention and abiding by the etiquettes, فذلك مما يحمد, rather this is praiseworthy. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nahl, in Surah 16:125, ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good admonition, fair preaching, and argue with them in a way that is better in evidence. Certainly the exception is for those who transgress. Or those who exceed the limit and try to confuse the people and don't listen. Also another evidence for this is in Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 46. قال الله تعالى ولا تجادلوا أهل الكتاب إلا بالتي هي أحسن, and don't argue with the people of the book except in that which is good. Take also the argument of Prophet Nuh with his people, and argue not with the people of the scriptures, Jews and the Christians, unless it is in a way that is better, with good words and in good manner, inviting them to Tawheed, except with such of them as do wrong. And concerning the Prophet Nuh with his people, as in Surah Hud 32, قال تعالى قال يا نوح قد جادلتنا فأكثرت جدالنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين. They said, O Nuh, you have disputed with us, and in much have you prolonged the dispute with us. Now bring us what you have threatened us with, if you are of the truthful. He argued with them, bringing them proofs and evidences and warnings and glad tidings, disputing with them concerning shirk. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us with concerning Prophet Ibrahim and his great method of argument with his people, proving the oneness of Allah, that these idols that they have are futile and bring them no benefit, causing them no harm. Similarly, Musa alayhi salam with Fir'aun. And that which came in the Sunnah concerning Musa and Adam alayhi salam, and many that had been related from the righteous predecessors. All of this is from the praiseworthy arguments, which is based upon knowledge, good intention and following, and good manners. With these, two reminders, we finish this concise but very beneficial book concerning the correct creed. So we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making this feasible, and I ask Allah the Most High to make this work sincere for His face, and to make it in agreement with the Sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to make it beneficial for all Muslims. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His mercy upon the Shaykh Abdus Salam bin Burgess rahimahullah, the one who compiled this concise and beneficial book. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this on His good scale on the day of resurrection, where no wealth nor children will be of avail. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa jazakumullahu khayran, all of you, for being serious about going on this book and reviewing it. And I ask Allah the Most High to make it count for us all on the day of resurrection, and not against us. وبارك الله فيكم أجمعين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.